T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm good.
Royal.
Hell no.
Sergeant is currently stationed.
No. Not a chance. Let me get one more drive at least.
18 years of service.
No way. No. I'll do it at halftime. I'm good. No way. No way.
Police station.
Patrick Mahomes screaming, no, don't take me out. It is kind of like the whole, they'd have to drag him off the field. They kind of did.
Yeah. He reluctantly went to the locker room, let's put it that
I'll
way.
I'll do right? it at halftime.
But they were close too, right? I think they were, a few minutes away from halftime? But yeah, he just wanted to get to the break, but
yeah,
no
I mean,
dice.
Chad Henne led a 98-yard touchdown drive or something. Yeah.
Right.
Hashtag Mahomes the system quarterback.
Yes.
So Mahomes game manager or no? Let me get you the final stats of the game from last night's Sabres victory, and we'll get connected with our fans in just a moment. Final stats brought to you by Paddock Chevrolet, with you for the extra mile. So just a couple things here. Rasmus Dahlin got his 40th assist of the season. He now has 55 points. That's a new career high from him. I follow this guy on Twitter. His name is Joe DiBiase. He tweeted out this morning, Jeff Skinner now has 30 assists. So he's about to obliterate his career high in assists, which is 32. What else? Tage Thompson, who was in a drought by his standards with 1 goal in 9 games, now has a goal in back-to-back games. Olofsson's extending his career high in goals. He's up to 23 now. And the Sabres and their offense, they scored 3 or more goals for the 36th time in 48 games this season. That's the good news. When they score less than 3 goals, they don't win the hockey game. They're 0-12. But they won last night. So there you go. Some of the final stats from the win over the Winnipeg Jets, brought to you by Paddock Chevrolet, with you for the extra mile.
Jeff Skinner, who was once on the fourth line.
And deserved himself.
More,
he clearly
more than once.
Was not
more
good.
Than once.
Yeah. He was, I just checked this. He was centered by, do you remember who the center was?
Oh, my goodness.
Was it Sobotka?
No. I mean, it might have been.
No, there was another time where it was Sobotka when he was higher in the lineup.
Yeah, Sobotka was getting top 6 minutes.
Oh, that era, I couldn't.
The fourth line center when Jeff Skinner was on the fourth line.
I mean, is this
the guy that he had to work harder with to prove he belonged on higher lines?
Yeah.
I have no
Who
idea.
Is it? It wouldn't have been Larson. Larson was the log line.
Zenon Konopka.
I think we're a little past that.
No, it is. I just wanted to work in the name Zenon Konopka.
Former first round pick. Not of the Sabres, though. He was traded away.
Curtis Lazar.
Do you know how many points Curtis Lazar has this year? He has played.
I'm surprised even in the league.
He's played 38 games. Curtis Lazar has 3 points. Jeff Skinner was on his line, and the coach of the team said he had to work harder.
Well, he had the principles.
To get goals.
He needed to get the principles
assists.
Down. Yeah.
To get put up in the lineup.
And then when he didn't score with Curtis Lazar, he got put in the press box.
On the taxi squad.
Right.
Now he has 30 assists.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's got 20 goals?
He's got 50 points.
We all witnessed that.
Clearly, you know what? You should give credit to Ralph Krueger. Clearly, he made Jeff Skinner a better player, but Granato is benefiting from it.
Well, hey. Ralph Krueger,
people could pick the sarcasm.
Nice
out of that,
guy.
Right?
It's just amazing that it happened for so long. Yeah. That was one of the things about it that was so amazing. It was amazing that it was amazing that it continued to be amazing. I don't know.
It went out for 2 seasons.
Right.
Yeah.
He had 37 points in 2 seasons.
And he would have been a healthy scratch at times, right?
The thing about it is even more amazing was like that first season when he was bad and on the fourth line, he still had a decent number of even strength goals. He still kind of produced in limited minutes.
Right. All 14 of his goals that year were at even strength.
14 even strength goals with limited minutes and getting fourth line and taxi squatted. and just made into a villain.
We can laugh about it now, thankfully.
A man with a delightful smile that now when he scores and plays, I want to dance with somebody.
He's got a great goal song. That's right. I
and
love
also,
that song.
Kruger like got here at the Housley's fired the offseason of the 40 goal season.
Yeah.
Like they had to decide
40 goals.
They had to decide whether or not to pay him.
Yeah.
And Kruger's in the building like, "Oh yeah, that's a good idea. I'll make that work." Like, yeah, give him $9 million per year. I'll know what to do.
Was he the highest paid fourth line player ever?
I mean,
had to be,
it,
right?
It is amazing that it happened, and that Granato watched it happen that whole time and was probably screaming internally.
Is he going
to obliterate, I mean, not just the assists. He's kind of actually weird. He's had 63 points four times in his career. Exactly 63. He's got 50. Like, he's on pace for 90 points.
Yeah, he's on pace for another 30-plus goal season.
He's going to smash his career high in points this year.
What is the bigger... I'm trying to think how to phrase this. Skinner or Dahlin, the bigger wrecking of a player in the Kruger era? Because Rasmus Dahlin became a shell of a hockey player under the previous head coach. Like, he had the yips under the previous head coach.
Doesn't it have to be Skinner, though? Because Skinner was great before.
Provably very good. Right. One of the best even strength scorers in the league.
And Dahlin was like a teenager before Kruger showed up.
All right. Because, I mean, I thought we all knew Dahlin was talented. And now he's playing at a Norris Trophy level, and the previous guy put the clamps on him and made him a nervous wreck.
I mean, you're right. Like, Dahlin having 23 points in a 56-game season. Even that is like...
That happened?
23 points? He's 23 points probably in the last, like, 3 weeks.
What's he got? Yeah, what did I say? He's got 50? 55 points.
55 points.
And there's still, like, 30 games left in the season.
It's amazing that era happened.
It really... Thank God they're good. Because I can laugh at
it
now. But honestly, going through it was not fun.
And I liked the idea. I wanted it. Like, different.
Yeah.
European ice hockey coach, like from the international game, and always does all these other things, like run a soccer team.
Yeah.
And then it was just the most conservative thing you've ever seen in your life.
Not only that, not just style of play, but like you guys, just usage. Usage of players that are supposed to be key players and how... You know, either they end up in the doghouse like Skinner, or they're just, their development is slowed, or you know, they're going backwards in terms of Dahlin, a good young player and everything. 803-0550 to join us. All right, more of your calls coming up. We're going to get into hour number, four? Yeah, I think it's four. So we're going to get to your calls. We're going to talk to Chris Brown, talk Bills football. We got a lot coming up. Stay tuned for that. 803-0550 to join us on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.